If you are flying today, you probably already know the bad news. Today is one of the busiest travel days of the year, and new security measures could make the trip through the airport even more unpleasant. But here's the good news. With fewer people flying since the attacks on New York and Washington, there's a greater chance you'll get where you're going on time. NPR's Andy Bowers has the story.
Los Angeles-based corporate image consultant Eric Pinkert makes frequent business trips to San Francisco. Before September 11th, he had resigned himself to a routine airport practice caused by too many planes scheduled to take off at the same time.
You would be subjected to what seemed to be called a flow control hold or a ground hold, where the airplane would be in a very big hurry to push back from the gate, but then would go to a remote corner of the airport and sit there, sometimes for 20 minutes, sometimes for an hour and 20 minutes.
But with the number of nationwide flights down by nearly a quarter, Pinkert has bid a welcome goodbye to most ground holds.
Since September 11th, that problem has basically evaporated.
And it appears lots of passengers have also found flying easier. The U.S. Department of Transportation has not yet released on-time performance figures for the post-September 11th period, but some individual airlines confirm what seems obvious. Fewer flights have led to a surge in on-time arrivals. Rasan Johnson is a spokesman for Continental Airlines.
Our on-time arrival rate was a record 88.7% for October 2001.
And it's even better so far this month. Part of that's due to good weather since September, says Johnson, but less traffic has also been a significant factor. And, says Johnson, it helps that people are arriving at the airport earlier for tougher security checks.
With fewer people showing up really at the last minute, people getting there earlier, we can get airplanes loaded up and the doors closed a minute or two before the departure time. That way, at 7 o'clock, that 7 o'clock flight is backing up from the gate instead of at 7 o'clock, 10 more people getting on board the airplane.
And in a letter to its cargo customers last month, Northwest Airlines said, quote, "With fewer aircraft operating in U.S. airspace, air traffic congestion has been reduced dramatically, so on-time performance has been superb." Industry analysts have noted the same thing. Of course, this is probably just a temporary gift to those who do choose to travel right now. Without further terrorist attacks, passenger load and traffic will likely increase. But airline experts say the effects could last longer if passengers start to compare the current situation with what things were like before September 11th.
There were too many flights trying to have too many takeoffs and landings in too little of a time.
Dean Headley, an associate professor at Wichita State University in Kansas, is co-author of the annual Airline Quality Rating.
We didn't really have any way to take a deep breath. The terrorist attacks have given us that opportunity to look back and say, well, you know, we really did have too many flights scheduled for the system that we currently have.
That will not come as news to any frequent traveler, but how to keep things less frantic is a matter of intense debate. The Air Transport Association, which represents major airlines, says the answer is not to limit flights, but to build more airports and runways. Michael Wascom is the group's spokesman.
Let the market decide. We think that the appropriate response would be to adjust capacity such that if demand continues to go up, capacity should also go up, building more runways, more infrastructure.
Dean Headley says there is another option. Airlines could cut back on flights, especially at congested hours. But he says customers would end up paying one way or the other.
The customer has to tolerate either a higher price to get a more relaxed system, or they have to somehow allow the airlines to fiddle with their schedule a little bit by the volume of planes they have and the number of flights that they schedule out.
In other words, Americans must be willing to sacrifice either money, convenience, or the current number of airports if they want to keep enjoying this current calmer form of travel. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.